I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show.
Stayallday.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively, with that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
The Work on Your Game podcast is sponsored by Audible. With so many things to do these days, we don't always have time to sit down and read. So what if you could listen to books while you were driving, jogging, working out, making dinner, or brushing your teeth? You can now. And not only can you get one of my audiobooks completely for free, you also get a 30-day trial where you can listen to as many audiobooks as you wish for 30 consecutive days. Go to DreAllDay.com/audible and start your 30-day trial. Get your free book right now. Now, that's DreAllDay.com/audible. I got four things I'm going to give away to you for free at DreAllDay.com/game. Number one is my first book, Buy a Game. It is my early basketball story from when I first started playing up through my college years. You can get that PDF completely for free from me. Number two is How to Play as Well as You Practice. This is for athletes, entertainers, performers, salespeople, anyone who wants to make sure that your practice performance translates to the actual live performance. Number three, all you players who want to play basketball overseas, I have an exclusive video, How to Find Yourself an Agent to Help You Get Your Career Started. And number four, 101 Content Creation Ideas. For any of you who want to start a podcast, a blog, a website, write a book, be a speaker, 101 ideas for you to go put yourself out there that you will never run out of ways to come up with content. You can get all four of these free giveaways at DreAllDay.com/game. That is DreAllDay.com/game. You're welcome. It's a brand new day, and this is a brand new great decision you've made to tune into the show where you learn the discipline of showing up day after day to do the work. The confidence of putting yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness of continuing to show up, doing the work, even when the success you expected has yet to arrive. And on top of all that, we throw a huge dose of personal initiative, your ability to go get it, make things happen instead of waiting for them to happen. All of this combined, you have the mindset and the podcast called Work On Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. Welcome to the show. And today's topic is passivity. You know what passivity means? Letting things pass by you, accepting or allowing what happens without active response. Being passive is not part of our program here. Being passive is not part of the program at Work On Your Game. If you're a person who works on your game, whatever game that is, whether it's a sport, whether it's a job, whether it's a mindset, whether it's just the way that you live life in general, being passive is not part of the program. Being passive is not part of the program for any part of success in life. If you're going to make a difference in this world, you can't be passive. Because if you're passive, you're just going to watch life go by. There's no difference in that. If you're going to be the best player on your sports team, you're not going to get there by being a passive player. Because everybody else there, I think many of the other people on your team, they want to be the best player too. If they had the skill to do it, maybe they already have the skill to do it. They want to be the best player too. They want to be recognized and be the MVP and get all the stats and have everybody looking at them. Everybody wants that. Maybe not everybody, but a lot of people want it. Understand that being passive, even if you have a lot of game, even if you have the resources, even if you have the skill, being passive is not going to get you the outcome you want if your planned outcome is some form of making an impact. If making an impact is part of the program, being passive is not going to get you there. Again, the definition of passive is accepting or allowing what happens without an active response. Now, we talked about this in the victim episode. It just happened the day before yesterday, how to never be a victim in life. We talked about this. You can't be passive and just allow things to happen in life. And sometimes things are going to happen that you didn't want to happen, maybe unpredictably happening. That doesn't mean, because remember, this definition of passive means allowing things to happen without an active response. So the opposite of being passive is what? Having an active response to things that happen. Again, you can't control everything that happens, but you can control whether you respond actively or you respond passively. If you just allow things to go on, that's what we're talking about in today's episode. If you have a pen and paper handy, get it ready to take notes. If you don't have a pen and paper handy, go get one or turn up an open note on your phone or whatever you got to do. Make sure you take notes on what I say here because you're not going to remember everything. Point number one, the key phrase in this definition that I gave you. The definition of passivity is active. The word active, A-C-T-I-V-E, an active response. Being passive is not part of the program. Getting active is the opposite, or we say aggressive, or being assertive, or being dominant, or being any other word that you want to use that would be the opposite of being passive. Active response. All of them include having active responses to things that happen in circumstances around you. What results does your response produce? That's a question that you can look at any situation you've been in your life where you want to know, maybe you're questioning right now, was that, did I have a passive response to a situation or did I have an active response to a situation or circumstance? Here's the question you ask yourself. What results did my response produce? All right, so this happened. I responded this way. This is what I did. What results came from the response that you had? If you don't have an answer, if you don't have an answer to what resulted from your response, that means it was a passive response. That's a simple way that it works. Anytime you are talking about something, whether you're having a conversation with other people, whether you could be a community activist, you could be the mayor of a town, if you're talking to yourself, any talk that does not create action is passive talk. It's basically a waste of time. It's a waste of air. It's a waste of oxygen that you're using. Because all the talk led to no action. The purpose of talk is to lead to action, right? This is what sales is, right? You're talking to another person. You want to lead them to the action of buying your product or service or getting someone to buy in on following you wherever it is you're going and getting somebody to vote for you or getting somebody to get out of your way. Anytime you're talking, you're trying to persuade. That's what talking may, sometimes you're sharing, but if you're in sales, let's put it that way. If you're in the sales game, and right now I'm selling you on listening to what I'm saying. I'm selling you on continuing to listen for the next minute and subscribing and listening to the next episode. Anytime you're selling, you're trying to persuade another person. And to persuade someone is to get them to take an action, usually. Sometimes you can persuade people to not take an action, to not do something that would hurt you. But a lot of times we're trying to persuade people to do something. All right, it's not hard to get people to do nothing. All right, to get people to do something, you got to be able to persuade them. Ask yourself, are you using passive language or active language? Because if you're using passive language and trying to persuade somebody, you probably will fail at persuading them. You won't be at that job long, whatever that job is. You won't have that business long, whatever that business is. An active response gets people to be active. Simple as that. Why would you talk about anything if it's not going to move you or move someone else to action? A situation you don't like, complaining is passive because you're talking about something, but it's not moving anyone to action. And if you complain and move people to action, then that's the good way of complaining. There's only one positive way to complain. It's in order to move yourself or move other people to action. That's it. Any complaining that does not result in that is a waste of time. An active response means, simple enough, something happens. Passive response, nothing happens. An active response, something happens. Point number two. Today's topic, again, is being passive. Passivity is not part of the program over here. Number two, do not wait for other people to move their feet. Don't wait for other people to move their feet because other people have their own agendas. They got their own ways of doing things. Some people take a long time to do things. Some people just move a lot slower than you move. Some people just don't have the urgency that you have. Some people just don't see in a particular situation. They don't see the same need for urgency that you see in a certain situation. So don't put yourself in a situation or in a position where you're waiting for other people to move their feet to get the outcome you want. You need to bring it to them. Whatever the situation is, whatever answers you need, whatever questions you need answered, whatever information you're trying to get, whatever needs to actually happen that maybe you can't do yourself, you need to make sure they really understand how much you need them to do what they need to do. And maybe if you're good at sales, if you're good at persuading, you're using good, aggressive, active language, not passive language, your talking, your conversation can move other people to do whatever it is they need to do. Now, I talked about this on Snapchat. If any of you who don't follow me on Snap, my name on Snap is the same as my Instagram, which is at Dre Baldwin. Listen, I never wait for somebody else to follow up with me. Sometimes I'll be talking to someone on the phone and I'll say, well, when's the best time to follow up? And they'll say, well, look, we're going to get this information over to our committee or the necessary persons. If someone's interested, we'll call you back and you should hear from us in 2 weeks. Listen, I'm not waiting for them to call me in 2 weeks. In 2 weeks, I'm calling them. I don't care if they say, hey, we're not ready yet. Hey, we're still deliberating. If they reiterate and say, oh, we haven't made a decision yet, Dre, look, someone will contact you once we finally have. I'm not going to wait for someone to contact me. If they do contact me, great, before I get a chance to get to them. But I will go to them. I'll go to people over and over again. I'll keep calling somebody. If I want to talk to somebody, I'm going to keep calling you until we talk. If I need someone to respond to me, I'm going to keep communicating with them in whatever way, whether it's an email, a text message, a phone call, if I got to see them in person, I'm going to keep communicating with them until we have the conversation that we need to have. Why? Why would I do all this? Because it's my business to do it. It's my business to get done what needs to get done. Every business is an exchange of resources between people. So you're going to be dealing with other people. If you're waiting for other people to move their feet, your business is going to go very slowly. Any business owners who are listening to this show know exactly what I'm talking about. Have you ever been in a situation where you waited for someone else to move their feet and things just didn't happen at all? And you're sitting there like, okay, I don't know how much longer I can wait for this person. Maybe you learned a lesson there. Maybe you haven't quite learned it yet. Maybe it hasn't happened to you often enough. Let me tell you right now, if you wait for other people to move their feet, it's going to slow your business to a crawl. If you're a seasoned business person, seasoned business professional, entrepreneur, salesperson, you know this. You can't wait for other people to move their feet. You must move them to moving their feet. Because without you, they're going to stay in stasis. Most human beings, all of us human beings, we're going to pretty much stay where we are doing what's comfortable for us unless some force acts upon us and moves us to action. My purpose in having this podcast is to plant in your mind the seeds or plant in your mind the keys that will unlock the doors that will move you to action. Notice I didn't say I'm going to move you to action. I'm going to give you the keys that will unlock the doors in your own mind that will move you to action. Some of the things that I give you on this show may be stuff that you've never even considered. And some of the stuff I give you will be stuff that you've heard before, you thought of before, maybe you read a book about it before, but doesn't mean that you've been applying it. The purpose of this podcast is to unlock all the doors in your mind for the mental game skills that will move you to use the resources, tools, physical actions that you have to achieve the outcomes that you want to achieve. You can't wait for other people to move their feet if you need to get something done. Now, maybe you're in a situation where is not a time sensitive thing. You ever talk to someone and they say, well, yeah, I need you to do this, but you know, it's not time sensitive. Get it to me when you can get it to me. We're not in a rush right now. You ever hear somebody say that? I'm in no rush. I'm not in a rush. No rush to get this done, but we do need to get this done. If you say that to another person, when are they actually going to get it done? Those of you who have experience dealing with people, what happens if you tell somebody is no rush to get this done, but it does need to get done? What happens? Nothing. Nothing happens. They won't do anything. If you do not give people a reason to be urgent, a reason to take something seriously, a reason to get something done, usually they will default to not getting anything done. This is just the way people are. And if you don't believe me, listen, look at yourself. Look at people you've dealt with. Maybe you haven't dealt with enough people and you need to live this out in your own life to see it. And you're not going to take my word from it for it. That's fine. It's your life. But just remember that I told you. When you realize that this is actually what's happening, just remember what I told you. You got to bring things to people to get them to move to action. Just remember this. You are not number one on anyone else's agenda. Number one thing on somebody else's agenda is themselves. So a person sitting on the couch doing nothing and you want to move them to take some action because them taking action is the number one thing on your agenda. You can't tell them there's no rush. You can't tell them it's not urgent. You can't just kind of passively remind them about the thing they're supposed to do. You got to move that person to action. The people who are the best leaders of people or the best leaders of men, and I use men meaning humans, not male or female. People who are best leaders of men are people who can move other people to action. They can use their words and their actions and their energy, their spirit to move other people to do what needs to be doing. And I'm going to tell you something that maybe you haven't thought of in this specific way, but here it is. If you are unable to move other people to action, you will find it very hard to get anything done in life. You'll find it very hard to find success. Success will elude you if you don't have the ability to move other people to action. You got to be able to move people, whether you're a teacher, if you're an athlete, if you are head of a family, if you have friends, anything you do, you work in a volunteer organization, especially if you cannot move people to action, you're not going to get much done. I was walking on Lincoln Road in South Beach, Miami Beach, 2 days ago from the day that I'm recording this. And there have been some people, I don't know what their strategy is or how they started, but the Humane Society of America, the Humane Society's new marketing strategy or one of their strategies is to hire people and have them stand outside. I think I mentioned these guys before. have them stand outside, and this girls and guys, stand outside and stop people in the street to talk about the Humane Society. And their ultimate goal is to get you to give charitably to the Humane Society. For those of you who don't know what the Humane Society is, it's basically trying to take care of animals. Animals who may be homeless animals or animals who have some damage that's been done to them. Maybe they've been hit by a car. Maybe they were abused. Maybe they just been orphaned animals for a long time in their lives. The Humane Society basically hired some people, because I was in my neighborhood maybe a month or two ago, and I saw a couple of these people. I happened to have my camera with me at the time that I'm walking up the street, and I see these guys, and I would have avoided them because I hate when people stop me in the street and try to get me to talk about something, especially something I'm not interested in. And most of the time, I'm not interested in it. But since I had my camera with me, I said, okay, I'm going to walk right up to these guys. I'm going to make eye contact with them, because that's what they try to do first, right? Make eye contact with you, then talk to you. If you don't make eye contact with them, they'll probably just let you keep walking. They won't even try. But anyway, that's a whole different conversation. But I walk right up to these guys. I got my camera on, and I'm talking to them on camera. I'm holding my camera doing a selfie while I'm talking to these guys, and they're explaining to me what they're doing. And they told me a little bit about what it is. The Humane Society is actually paying these people by the hour to stand out there, stop people, and try to get donations. And I actually was going to donate to them until I saw what they were trying to do. They wanted you to do like a yearly thing. It was like a yearly donation. Like basically, you sign up and every year you pay a certain amount of money. I thought they were just asking people to give money, period. Like give $5, give $20, give $50. I thought that's what it was. But then I saw they wanted me to do like a yearly thing. Or they said it was a certain amount of month, certain amount of money per month, but it's billed annually. That's the way they say it. $5 a month billed annually. It wasn't $5. It was a different amount. But anyway, as I was walking on, so this is the Humane Society I'm talking about. I'm walking on Lincoln Road, and there's this guy. He has on a suit, black guy, nice suit that he had on. And he's standing there, and as people walk by, he kind of waves a little bit, and he says, hey, let me ask you a quick question before you keep walking. Have you heard of the Humane Society? Now, in the time it takes somebody to say that, let me say it one more time. Imagine you're walking, all right, in the street, and you're walking past the person who sees you. You see them, but you're walking at your normal pace. Just think about how close you need to be to me, first of all, for me to be talking to you to hear this, and then how far away from me you would be by the time I finish saying it. Hey, let me ask you a question before you finish walking. Have you heard of the Humane Society? By the time this guy got done saying that sentence, and it happened twice, as I walked past him when I first turned on this street, and I walked past him again when I was leaving that street. By the time he got done saying what he was saying, I was already 5 feet past him. Basically, he was talking to the back of my head by this time. He was talking to the back of my entire body because I had already passed this guy. His pitch was way too long. It was way, way too passive. And he wasn't stopping anybody. I see this guy standing there waving to people as they walked by. And the way he was talking was not very persuasive. He wasn't being direct enough. He wasn't getting clear to the point of what he wanted. Because all he asked me was, have I heard of the Humane Society? I nodded my head. Yeah, I heard of them. And I kept walking. I never broke stride. And I could have stopped if I really wanted to, but I didn't. And he didn't persuade me to do so. He was being way too passive in his pitch. And I remember telling my lady when we had gotten a car after that, I said, that guy's not going to sell anything. Now, he was selling. I mean, he was selling a charitable donation to the Humane Society. I said, that guy's not going to sell anything. And I told her, if he's on commission, he'd be out of a job in a week, because he would quickly realize that he won't be able to, you know, eat dinner very soon, because he's not going to sell anything at that pace. Now, since he's getting paid by the hour, I guess it doesn't matter if he sells anything or not. Maybe it does. But he wasn't going to sell anything with the style that he was doing. First of all, his pitch was too long. He was being too passive. He wasn't being active enough with people. He was being way too bland. I mean, if you're going to stand on the street, if any of you ever do a job like this, stand in the street and you just stop random people and try to get them to do something for you, whether that's fill out a form. As a matter of fact, I was in Wynwood during Art Basel. If you don't know what Art Basel is, you should have seen my email where I talked about it. I was in Wynwood during Art Basel, and another guy, also a black guy in business casual clothing, he stopped me to get me to sign a petition to allow, I believe it was to allow, recreational marijuana use in South Florida. And I stopped and signed it because he was way more active. He was way more direct. He was still very cheesy and very corny in the things that he said, but his energy was way more active. He wasn't being passive. He was being very aggressive and getting people to stop and get them to do what he wanted them to do. Why? Because he had a job to do. See, he wasn't really concerned with how you felt about his style. He wasn't concerned with how you felt about what he was saying. And again, he was real cheesy with stuff he was doing. It was just his energy that made me stop. It wasn't the words. It was the energy. I'm telling you all that as part of this topic. Being passive is not part of the program. Don't wait for people to move their feet. You got to move your feet to get them to move their feet. Your energy got to be stronger than their energy. Their energy of leave me alone can't be stronger than your energy of I'm going to stop you and interrupt you and get you to at least listen to what I'm saying and hopefully get you to do what I want you to do. You are not number one on another person's agenda. They are number one on their agenda. If you can't move yourself to number one on their agenda, you're going to find yourself getting passed by a lot of people walking on Lincoln Road in South Beach like that guy was in his suit the other day. Point number three, today's topic again, is being passive is not part of the program. In life, you know what you get in life? You don't get what you want in life. Did you know that? Did you know that what you want in life, you don't get it? You don't get what you want. You also don't get what you need. Food, clothing, shelter. You don't get what you need in life. This is what you get in life. What you accept. In life, you don't get your needs. You don't get your wants. You don't get your wishes, your hopes, your desires, your dreams, your ambitions. You don't get any of those things. You get what you accept. See, this guy who was watching people walk by him on Lincoln Road while he tried his very weak pitch for the Humane Society. I think it was for the Humane Society. I mean, as much as he was saying before he even got to the point. He was accepting, if he continued to accept, who knows, maybe he changed his approach as soon as I walked by the second time. If he continued to accept people walking by him and not stopping and listening to what he had to say, he wasn't going to produce much by way of results. And I think the Humane Society, as humane as they are, they would have fired his ass because they wouldn't have kept investing money into someone who wasn't bringing anything back. What you accept is what you're going to get in life. If you look around at what you've been getting and you don't like it, you got to decide that this is not acceptable. I'm not going to continue to accept this. I'm going to do something different. I'm going to change my program. I'm going to go at this a different way, because if you continue to accept it, you're going to continue to receive it. Once you decide that the level that you've been accepting is no longer tolerable, is no longer acceptable, and you're going to take things to a new level, then things are going to start changing from you. And when you make that decision, and this is an important thing that I always make sure I stress when I talk about people making decisions or expectations and accepting things, is that when you make a real decision or you have a serious expectation of something, it's not just something that you think about or you write down or put on your vision board. Your actions will reflect a real decision. Your actions will reflect a true expectation. If you're just accepting things, passively accepting what's happening to you, and you don't like it, it's going to continue to happen because you're accepting it. As soon as you get active, things start changing for you. Let's recap today's topic, which is being passive is not part of the program. Point number one, key phrase in the definition of the word passive. Definition is accepting or allowing what happens without an active response. Key phrase is active, active response. What results does your response produce? That's the question you got to ask yourself. This happened. I responded to it. What is the result? If you cannot name the result, you are being passive. When you can name the result, that's when you're getting active. Point number two. Don't wait for people to move their feet, because you are not number one on other people's agenda. You got to go to them. You got to interrupt them. You got to get in their way. Make them stop to do what you want them to do, or at least hear whatever it is you have to say. If you're not willing to do that, you will never get done what you need to get done, because everyone has their own agenda. They're not waiting for you to present yours. Point number three. In life, you do not get what you want. You don't get what you need, what you hope for, wish for, or pray for. You get what you accept. If you have been accepting less than what you want, you got to change your mindset about what's acceptable and what's not. Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. I got four things I'm going to give away to you for free at DreAllDay.com/game. Number one is my first book, Buy a Game. It is my early basketball story from when I first started playing up through my college years. You can get that PDF completely for free from me. Number two is How to Play as Well as You Practice. This is for athletes, entertainers, performers, salespeople, anyone who wants to make sure that your practice performance translates to the actual live performance. Number three, all you players who want to play basketball overseas, I have an exclusive video, How to Find Yourself an Agent to Help You Get Your Career Started. And number four, 101 Content Creation Ideas. For any of you who want to start a podcast, a blog, a website, write a book, be a speaker, 101 ideas for you to go put yourself out there that you will never run out of ways to come up with content. You can get all four of these free giveaways at DreAllDay.com/game. That is DreAllDay.com/game. You're welcome. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work On Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work On Your Game.